Good morning, Masir Bam Matsir Daf Samach Gimel. We're starting the bottom of Samach Bet, Amud Bet. We're deep in the discussion of Ribbit with the trading based on our Mishnah. The guy buys in advance something and then comes later on. He wants his goods, he wants his wheat, and the wheat seller says, no, I don't have the money to give you the money. He wants to cash in the loan or get his wheat because he wants to sell the wheat to buy wine. He says, I'll give you the wine. And he hasn't got the wine. And then we'll see if he does have the wine, etc. If these transactions are ribbit. Now, we saw one of the pins that were yesterday of Rabbah was that this whole discussion was about before la chob bid man yaskin, and we're actually rolling over loans. We're not really taking stuff. And we saw essentially that Rabbi Chiya was the one who said that if he had the stuff in his possessions, so that it was okay, and if he didn't, then it would be a problem. That's essentially where we were up to yesterday. Just dedicate the Shili Unishmat, everyone's died in this war, to soldiers and to civilians, to him, for Shleim Chatufim. Mentioned Matan Shachar Beranat, the last member of the Perez tank. And we also have Besorot Tovot. Everybody. Okay, so we're starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom of Samach Bet Amud Bet. It goes like this. So we saw Tnei Machartim Lach. So we saw a bit of a change in the Mishnah. We said that what is it if we're discussing over here? Okay, Chamer Lo V'Diav V'Shlom Tum Pepiru Hu De'Keshaki Minay V'Leite hasn't got the one. V'Ilo Kevin De'Leite Chamer V'Adem Mishkas Mechzet Amalei. So Rav had a bit of a kashiv to Abaye. He said if that's the case, it should be Tein Nichitai. It should be not. If the Mishnah says Tein Nichit, give me my wheat. It should be Demei Chitai, give me my money. He said no problem, change my money. Then he said Shani Rotzei Mochran. It should say Shem Mechartim L'Chaliba. I want to sell them because he wants to go and buy oil. So he says Abaye, don't worry. What I sold you. Okay, so we sort of changed the bit of the Mishnah. The Gemara carries on now and says like this. This is Rava still asking his kashyas from yesterday on our bias. It says, the Mishnah said, Arei chitecha ashot labishloshim dinarin. He says, now my wheat is worth 30 dinarin. In other words, he paid originally, to be honest, when you read it in the Mishnah, it seems like he paid 25 because he paid a dinar zah, remember? Look back in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Amud Bet. So he lakach imenu chitin b'din azah v'akur v'chen ha'shar. Amdu chitin v'shloshim dinarim. So now the dinarim went up in value. The principle here in the Mishnah is that whenever you're buying something at the source, at the beginning of the season, and you're paying the supplier in advance, when things ultimately do come to the market and a price is established, it's always going to be higher than what you paid. Okay, that seems to be the understanding. So the Gemara, Rav says over here, he says, "Arei chitecha asiyot alai b'shloshim dinarin." But he says, "What do you mean? Meikaranami yachiyokim nilavei." It was always like that because the Mishnah started off that the whole process. He paid 25, but it became 30. The shah was 30. It wasn't that they established it at 30 now. So he says, "Abai," he says,
"What? When stuff isn't in the market yet, you can charge it up, and the minute stuff gets into the market, and the price will drop because it's stabilized."
Well, I would have thought that. I honestly would have thought that. But if you see what's happening over here, we'll see an example coming up in the next page. We're going to see in a moment. Good morning. And we'll see in a moment the idea. It seems that when the guy comes to the supplier, to the at the threshing floor, so there isn't yet a proper fixed price in the market. The commodity hasn't started being traded properly before early in the season, and therefore the seller is happy to take less to get a bit of cash flow going now, and he hasn't got the goods. He's only going to supply it later on. That's our problem, right? He's not coming and buying. He's giving him the dinars I have, and he's going to get it supplied once he's busy finishing the operation. The wheat is made into wheat, so it's like he's buying it like at a wholesale price, a little bit cheaper. Once the process is completed and now the wheat's been threshed and it's been gone through the whole process and now it's ready for the market, it's now worth more. Otherwise, why would he pay the money up front before he got it? The only reason he paid the money up front before he got... What?
Like a pre-sale of an apartment.
Exactly, like a pre-sale of an apartment. And you hope that there's not going to be a war and not going to be corona and it's going to go up straight away. Yeah. Correct. So yeah, the Mishnah says there, V'chen Ashar. So he says, Aviyachid, he says to him, Rava, he says, Arech dechashot alai b'shloshim dinarim. What do you mean, na'at ashot alai? If na'at suddenly, mi karen amiyachi okim nirabei. We already had it. That was the stage. So he says, answer to Abai, Zachi kamale. This is what he was saying to him. B'demechi techa. So in other words, Abai is saying to Rava, this is the discussion taking place. Now the guy arrives to pick up his wheat. And now the salesman says to him, the farmer, B'demechi techa, she asita alai b'shloshim dinar, which you did for me. In other words, you knew it was going to be worth 30 dinar. Harei lecha etzli banyan, you could take wine from me. It's not that suddenly now they created a price. He says that he paid him 25, but he knew he was getting 30's worth. So it seems like. But that in itself seems like it's a bit of ribbit, no? He's paying 25 in advance to get 30's worth later on. And that in itself is he's getting the agarnata, the fact that he got the money there, he's getting paid in advance. Not 100% sure. Somebody can maybe shed some light on that, but that's how it seems. So he says, however, what's the problem? The yayin only. So now I'm crediting you that 30 dinar for wine, but I haven't got the wine to give you. Right? So that's what Abaya says to him. So that's what it says. So Rabbi says, what are you talking about? V'habedina zavakur. But doesn't the Mishnah say, v'dina zavakur, that he paid 25, the dinar zav was 25 silver dinar. V'chen ashar ketani. And that was the shahr at the time, which implies that it was 25. Look at Rashi at the bottom here. Ha'bidina zavakur v'chen ashar ketani. V'im kidvarecha, k'shelakchan bidina zav, haya ashar shloshim. If what you're saying, Abaya, is that when he paid in the dinar zav, it was already worth 30, Vaya to Ozil Gabe, right? Now, if the price had gone down, right, who's it going down? Who owns the wheat? The guy owns the wheat. Would have gone to Ozil Gabe, the high Ashar Bedinar Zav, 25. Vze he elamalav shloshim dinar. And he seems to charge him 30 dinar, and that's worth it, went up to him in his pocket 30 dinar. Mikaro kimna biribit bishvil him tanato. That's what Rashi says. He says, it can't be that it was 25 and he was getting 30. Because then that was ribbit. Rashi says it straight out, right? That's how we understand it, correct? Everybody with me? Correct? So Rava says, no. So that, obviously, Rava who's asking the kashas and Abai is trying to answer him, says that clearly can't be the answer. So he says, so what is going on over here? So look what Rava says. Rava says, amazing. He says, ki shchivna. When I die, he says, Rabbi Oishia nafak levati. If he's going to come and meet me in Shamayim, but Oishia was dead already. And who was Rabbi Oishir? Rabbi Oishir was Rabbi Chia's Talmid Buvak. Remember, Chia wrote that had his brightest, correct? Rabbi Oishir is sort of I can't think this morning. Meyuchas. How do you say that in English? Meyuchas. Somebody help me. Attributed to Rabbi Oishir that he continued that whole enterprise of Rabbi Chia with the brightest. So after Rabbi Chia died, Rabbi Oishir continued developing his brightest. And he explains his brightness. He says, why is Rabbi Oishir going to come out to meet me when I die? Come to Shammai. Look at Rashi. Kashamut, Rabbi Oishir had tzaddik rativ. Come and see me. Why? It says, Rabbi, demitaratna matnitin kevate. Because I'm going to explain the Mishnah now according to Rabbi Oishir explained it based on Rabbi Chia's brighter. Look at Rashi says, Rabbi, shani ragil letaret mishnayot shesatam rebi. Because Rabbi says, I have a habit of explaining Mishnahs, which Rebbe left a little bit unclear, kebrighter shesatamu, like the way that Rabbi Oishia left to stand brighter. Utchvatei amar Rava ba gozel batrin baba kama as well. We saw this as well in Daf Kuf Yudal to the end of baba kama. So now Rabbi is going to explain our Mishnah according to Rabbi Oishia. The Tani Rabbi Oishia. What does Rabbi Oishia say is going on over here? Rabbi Oishia says what's going on over here is as follows. Shehaya noshe b'chaveru mana. A guy was owed a mana from a friend. Okay, so a friend owed him a mana. Balach Amad Agorne went to his threshing house, to his warehouse, there to his working, to his place. Amar tendi ma'ota, give me my money. You owe me 30, you owe me a mana. Give me my money. Why? Shani rotze lekach ben chitin. I want to buy chitin. So the guy says to him, what are you talking about? Amarlo, this is the love, right? The guy who owes you the money. He says, chitin yesh li. Shani rotze lach. What do you want to go take money from me and go buy chitin? Are you a mana? I'll give you chitin. I've got chitin. It seems to be convenient that he wanted chitin. The guy he lent the money to happens to be a wheat farmer. Okay, that's happening. Could be anything. So it says now. So now, what does he say? Are you a money? Say v'asan alayka shav shel achshav. Work out how much wheat you're entitled to at today's current market price of wheat. I'll tell you, maybe a kur, maybe two kur, or half a kur, whatever the case is, for your mana. Right? Now, what happens is, he agrees, and they set a price, and let's say it was a kur for a mana, and he's like, I'm entitled to a mana. He doesn't draw, take the wheat. This is the key. He gives man chitin limkor. Now, when the guy wants to need, and left it with him. Okay, left it with him. Now he decides, okay, so he, maybe even took a little bit, I don't know. Maybe he took a little bit of wheat. But he left the wheat with him. Look at Rashi, Gears Manchitim Kor, Shinit Yakru. Where's Roy? See that? Now the time came and the wheat had gone up. The Derech Ochotahen Le Mochran Meata. And now the way it would be is now's the time to start selling the wheat. So now the guy who's owed the money, right? The creditor, he says to him, this is the lender. Ten lichitin, shlein rotzele mochan, likach ben yain. You know what? I want my wheat now. I want to go sell my wheat to buy wine with it. So now Amarlo. So now the guy seems to be like a bit of a general dealer over here. He's not only a wheat trader. He says to him, what's your problem? Yesh li yain. What do you want me to give you the wheat and go sell the wheat? Or the guy says, leave me the wheat. And I'll sell you wine. Shani no ten lach. Tseva san like a shah shal achshav. So you know now that you own a kur of wheat of mine, which I'm busy storing for you. See what the market price today is of that kur of wheat. And I'll convert that kur of wheat into however many gallons of wine or barrels of wine. He gives, and again, he takes maybe whatever he wants and he leaves the balance with the guy. But remember, he owns the wine. Like he owned the wheat. So when the wine went up, this is the key, I think, to understanding Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Oshia. When the wine went up, or the wheat went up, it wasn't that it was the wine, the wheat seller, or the wine seller who owned the wine, and now he's paying him in kind with his goods. It's my goods, just I'm leaving them in your backyard. So if the price went up, it's mine. So there's no ribbit over here. Well, there's no look, doesn't appear like ribbit over here, because it's mine. So my wine in your backyard went up, and now I'm bartering you my wine. I'm exchanging it over, rolling it up something else. So he says to him, come to this, I want to sell my wine now. Why? So I want to give him my wine. Shani rotzeli mochol, I need oil. So the guy says to him, I don't understand. I'm not a shemen yeshli, I've got the oil. Shani rotzeli nachtzev, achseh alach shav. He says, go again, work out how much oil is you know how much wine you've got. You've got 50 barrels of wine in my backyard. Work out what the market price of 50 barrels of wine is, and I'll give you the equivalent of oil. Kulam. So now, this is the crux. Kulam. This is what Rabbi explains, what Rabbi Oshia said. Im yesh lo mutar, ein lo asur. We saw this before already, right? If he's got all these things, when the guy's got the wheat, and then he's got the wine, and he's got the oil, every time he rolls it over and he converts it onto that, if he has that produce, that stock, that store stuff, no problem, do it. That's not a problem whatsoever. Look at Rashi. Im yesh lo muta. The very last wide line, Rashi at the top. Yesh lo muta. V'lo aminan delav ke isaro abali ado. He said yesterday, what was the problem that's rolling over? Because not like money coming into hands. He isn't changing hands here. And that rollover was a problem for us. So he says, that's where he's got it. The Zaki Behu Hai Mihashli. You see that? The lender, he's now Zochet. It's his from the moment that he did the exchange. V'afa Gavdelo Mashich, even though he didn't do Mashicha and there wasn't a proper Masa Kinyan, Ki Mokre, when it goes up in price, Birshute Mokre, in the possession of the buyer, of the lender, it's gone up. V'lo Ave Ribit. And that's what Ribit Rashi. Hoyo Vim Balach Zor Kaya Layu B'mishe Para. See that? We learned at the beginning of the Masechta. Remember at the beginning of the previous Perek? Mishe Para, if you close a deal with somebody and you back out of the deal, you're liable for that curse, Mishe Para. So likewise, even though the guy didn't do Mashiach and take it away, once it was a done deal, if he backed out of that deal, he'd be chayev to a curse of Mishe Para. He wouldn't do it. So therefore, it was a done deal. What, Robert? I thought you were going to say. Umiyu, he says, Rashi, Echad Ein Lo, Lav Ki Isaro Abali Yaduhu, Echad Yayv Lezuz Eposek, Afagav Shein Lo, Diachol Zidik Noto Bemat Shekibia. He says, even if he doesn't, even if he hasn't got it, still not a big deal, because you always got to buy it. The Chitin Metsuin Lo, Hoyo Viatza Ashar. because the market is out now, so now he could always replace it for him. Anyway, he said, at the end of the day, even if he never had it, he could have got his at that particular spot. He could have given him out the chitin. He could have gone and sold somewhere else. But if the guy paid him out the money, he would look like ribbit. I think that's what he's saying over here. So that is Rabbi Oisha Avias. So the Gemara says now this umay lakach bahalvato. Rashi knocks out. Rashi says it's a mistake. It shouldn't be in the first place. So Amar Rava says from this story over here of Rabbi Oisha, Amar Rava Shma Minab Rabbi Oisha, that we can learn. Is everybody clear with that, by the way? That seems to make a lot easier understandability than what we saw yesterday, right? It was basically just rolling it over. It's not that he came and he bought the chitin. He lent him money. And the guy owed him money. And he comes to get his loan back. He says, you know, convert my loan into a commodity. And now the commodity is his. So every time there's an increase in price, it's his that's increasing. It's not the guy. So long as he's got the stock in hand, it looks like it's a plausible deal. And it's not considered a rebate. If he never had it, it would be a problem. Because then he hasn't agreed with the Rashi. He says he could really go and buy it, but it would be more complicated. So says Rav, Shma Minah mid Rabbi Oshia Tav. We can learn three things from Rabbi Oshia here in this story. Shma Minah, one thing is the Ma'amidin Milve Agave Peirot. Ma'amidin Avi, I think, means that you can repay a loan with produce. Give me the English translation, please, of that line. And that's Pshat Avi. And you got an English, read with English? You can repay a loan with produce. All right. Because Ma'amidin, it took me a little few seconds. Rashi says over here, Ma'amidin Malve, Sheyesh Lo Chavero. You got a guy owes you money, you owe person money, you can Ma'amid that loan. I got a payrot, Lifsok Alem payrot, to set a price for fruits. Keshav Shel Achshav, call Yemotash. Any time of the year, you can keep on rolling that over. Velo Amrinan, and we don't say, this is all part of number one of Rabbi Oisha. Velo Amrinan, Delo Kisar Habali Yadohu. And therefore, it would be a problem. Rashi says, "Aviyav, lo amin am lok shemah." But I don't. Can a tani Rabbi Chia? We saw yesterday Rabbi Chia. The Amal El, afilu yesh lo asu. Even if he had it, it would be asu because it looked like it was that money wasn't changing hands, and therefore it would be asu. That's the first thing we learn. So, in other words, you can pay loans with commodities. B'shma mina, that this is on condition of what? Who the yesh lo, that he has it in his hands. Look at Rashi. Aval ein lo ein ma'amidin milve. If he hasn't done, aval poskin leidein netinat ma'ot. But you can then pay back with money. Okay? If he gives money, you can set a price. Once there's a set price, so you can say, okay, listen, you owe me 100,000 shekels, we wait for the market price, and then we can convert it at the market price. But if you haven't got it, it has to be on the market price. If you have got it, we're on the market price, there's money, and at any given time, we can convert that money. Right, but if you've got it in your possession, v'shma minah. And the third thing we learn from the Oshia is itel Rabbi Yanai. What is this itel Rabbi Yanai? I'm going to tell us now in a moment, right? But you know, actually, you should read Rashi first. Read the Rashi very first, the fifth last lines on the narrow lines of Rashi. V'shma minah mitani higias man chitin imkor. When the time comes to sell, okay, shamlo hachitin bedamim b'shar shel achshav b'yoke. You can now. So now comes time to sell. So now I've got my kur of wheat by you. We establish the value of that kur of wheat today. Uposek yain k'shash achshav b'zol. And even though wine is just starting, the season of wine is starting, and wine is cheap, and the wheat is high, because it's already been a while, and the market prices are established. I can convert expensive wheat into cheap wine. That you can do. Shma mina itel Rabbi Yanai de Amar pasak la perot v'giz malim kor uba v'tavo v'ein lo. He hasn't got the fruits available. Mekabel lemenu hadamim keshar shel achshav. Right? He can, even though the guy hasn't got wine. Says Rabbi. This is another thing. Itel Rabbi Yanai. Look what he says. What does Rabbi Yanai say? If you've got wheat of mine at you, and the price of wheat of God sky high, and I've got a kur at you, so I want the market value for the kur today. I want to write it over into wine. Now, it says over here, look what Rabbi Yanai says. This is Rabbi Yanai, not Rabbi Oisha. Rabbi Yanai says that Uba v'tavo v'ein lo, mekabel menu hadamim keshar shel achshav, you can get the value of the money today. Demali mekabel hein atzman umali demehen. Even though we set up the rollover, you can do if you've got the produce. But if you haven't got the produce and I want my wheat to sell my wheat to go by wine, even though I paid you a dinar zaha for my wheat, and now it's worth 30 dinar, You pay me the money at the value of the wheat today. Why is that? Because the wheat belonged to me when it was at you. Therefore, it's not that you the loan is increased. I bought the wheat for 25 dinar. And it's been sitting with you for the last 3 months. And now my wheat is 30. So when I come to claim my wheat today, and you don't want, and you want to keep the wheat, you can pay me out at the value of today's wheat. That's not ribbit, says Rabbi Yana. Okay, so look back in the Gemara. Rabbi Yana, I'm Rabbi Yana, Mali Dmehen. Rabbi Yana said, what do I care if you're giving me wine at the current market value? Or you give me wheat at the current market value, give me money at the market value. Everybody clear with that? Okay, that's what comes out of Rabbi Oshia according to Rava. And now he says the Itmar. We see a machloket Amoraim over here. Rav Amar Osin Amana Beirot, Vaelosin Amana Bedamim. Rabbi Yana Omer, Mali Hein, Mali Dmehen. That's a machloket. So Rava says we paskin here. Well, at least we can learn from Rabbi Oshia. That he seems to be going with Rabbi Yanai as opposed to Rav. What does Rav say? Rav says, "Osin aman abe peirot." What do you mean, "Osin aman abe peirot"? Look at Rashi, third wide lines of the middle wide section of wide lines. Says, "Osin aman abe peirot." Notnin ma'ot ba'amana keshar shel achshav shotzei b'shuk abnach kabel peirot afilu yokiru chitin. So Rav says you can give the guy money today to get wheat in the future, even the price of wheat went up, so you can pay the guy a dinar zav today. And then get the payrot in 3 months' time and it's worth 30. That's okay. But you can't do the other way around. V'ein osin amana lifsok al ha-payrot lekabel damim lekeshe yokiru tekevan dezuza yahi vezuza shakil mechzei karivta. But you can't do a spot rate at the moment on the commodity, give the guy the money, and then when the commodity went up, get your money back. Rav said you can put the money down now and get the commodity in 3 months' time if it went up. But you can't put the money down now and get the value of the money in 3 months' time when it went up. Because that looks like ribbit. Rabbi Yana says, what do I care? If you can get the fruit, you can get the money. Mali, he says over here. It's a nice to remember. I'm going to Mali, hey, no Mali, the man. What's the difference if I get the money or I get the fruit? Makes a difference. If you allow the guy to get the more expensive fruit, then you allow him to get the money as well. Okay, Mali, the man. Now. So now, Gemara means a kasha over here. Meitivei kulam, right? In other words, any produce. Im yeshlo mutar. So this seems to be a kashya on Rav. What does Rav say? Rav said you can only get the produce, you can't get the money. And the brother says kulam im yeshlo mutar. Look at Rashi im yeshlo mihad Rabbi Oshia kamotiv v'achad damim kamakabel. He got money. He converted the wheat into money. And he gets wine now for a higher value than the wheat was that he gave in the bought in the first place. In the first place, he never bought wine from him, he bought wheat. And therefore, it's as if he got. What's going on over here? Right, so Rav says, no, if you gave money, you got to take back fruits. Because I understand, whatever you want, you can take. And that seems to be a kashya of Rav Yana, asking that kashya. Because like Rav Yana said, what do I care? When he gave the money in the first place to buy the fruits, he's not going to get the fruits, right? So he bought a kur of chitin. When he put down the 25 dinar for a kur of chitin, that was what it was worth then. Now he's coming to get the chitin back. He's getting back chitin. How much is chitin worth now? How much is chitin worth now? No, help me. Shloshim, right? 30. So Rav Yana said, well, okay, if he gets chitin, it's worth 30 back. Or he gets the money for the chitin, it's worth 30 back. That's what the brighter says. Kulam, whatever he wants. So Rav Huna says, no. Rav Huna says that Amar Rav, he defends Rav. He says, that brighter is talking about why, if he wants, he can get it. But Shemashach. He did a Meshicha. What did he do a Meshicha? He did a Maaseh Kinyan. Look at Rashi, Beshemashach. Hemenu achitim itra. In the very beginning, when he put the money down, he did a Meshich on the master. The dam, the may achitim, the daika mekabel. The berishuta iyaker. The mishaa shemashach, kaltala torat hava'a, vekibel chovo, vechen bechulan. He says, why is that different, says Rav? I said, that bright when he says, Imkula, it's not like you think, Rabbi Chiya. It's not so Rabbi Oishia. It's not so Pashut. The only reason why that bright says you can get whatever you want now, money or the wheat, is because it's a Masa Meshicha. And now he boy quieted through a Masa Kenyan. And now it's Taka his. So when it went up, it was his. So now he's telling what's his. That's why I can get the money back. He didn't do a Masa Meshicha. He couldn't get it. So Rav Yana, or the Gemara says, even Meshach Mashach Chicha Meima, if the Meshach, you need a brighter for that, that's Pashut, that's a Masakin. The guy bought something, it is. If you bought something and yours, you do what you want with it. So he says, no, Elika Gonshi, Yichet Lo Keren Zavit. So he says, no. It's not straightforward. It's because he did more than just a Meshach. He actually set aside a room where it was identifiable that it was his. In other words, what Rabbi Oishia seems to be saying up until that is that even if he left all the wheat, all the wine, or the guy's storeroom with mixed up with all his other stuff, and it wasn't identifiable, and Rabbi's saying, no, this bride is telling us only if it was specifically he did it Masi Mashiach, and he stuck it in a corner, and everybody knows that it was his. Look at Rashminan de Yichud Milti. And that's the Chiddush over here, is that Yichud, the fact that he separated it into a separate bundle on the corner and identified it, that's got substance, and that's what changes the whole set of circumstances. So therefore, the machlokes between Rav Na and Rav Oishia would be that Rav Yana, is that Rav says that unless you did a Maaseh Meshicha, and you set it up in a separate side, that everybody knows that that's yours. Maybe you've got to put big stickers on it and marks it, I don't know. It wouldn't work. If you just left it in his stock, in his bundle, in his warehouse, unidentifiable, and you just had a notional agreement that there's a kura of wheat in my backyard, wherever you want, bring your tractor and come and take it, that wouldn't work. Everybody with me? Yes? Can't hear you?
So that doesn't work or does work?
It wouldn't work. That's what Rav says. Rav Yana, because there's Kashya, the brighter over here of Rav Yana, says to Rav, whatever he's got, you can take it, money, you can take the goods. You can, so Rav says, no, I'm a Ravuna, I'm a Rav. Rav says, only B'Shem Mashach, it's the Meshicha. So says Rav Yana, what do you mean B'Shem Mashach? If the Mashach is the Meshicha, you need to tell me that. Everyone knows the Meshicha, it's a Masa Kinyan. We're not talking about Meshicha. He says, no, the Meshicha. He says, Elekagon, Sheyichet Lo Keren Zavit. He specially put it in a corner. And it's identifiable. And that's why it works. That's answer number one. Shmuel Amar, how Shmuel says, what's going on over here? Who's the tanna of this brighter? Rabbi Yudhi. Rabbi Yudhi. Amar, tzadicha beribit mutar. He comes along, throws it in Rabbi Yudhi, says a different deal altogether. It says, and even Rab would agree over here with Rabbi Yudhi, what's that brighter talking about? Rabbi Yudhi says, tzadichad of ribit mutar. In other words, if something works only in one direction, it will be mutar. So you have to understand what's going on over here. What does it mean, tzadik habri muta? The Tanya. Haray shaya no sheba chavraman, a guy owed you 100 zuz, whatever the case was, vasalo sadeo mecher. Now, what does it mean, asalo sadeo mecher? Asalo sadeo mecher over here. Look at Rashi here, and I skipped a few lines there. Vasal sadeo mecher, im ein ani noten lecha mikan ad yom plani haray asadeshecha. You do some sort of, conditional type of sale. Where there's a loan with a pre-agreed sale agreement that if I don't pay you back by X of time, the field's yours. Right? So I borrow money from you and I lend you and I mortgage you my field, but I sign a sale agreement and everything. And therefore, on this day, if I don't pay you back, the field's yours. So now what happens in the meantime? I owe you money and you now have got a field and the field, let's say, has got olive trees on it and you start eating the olives. Is that ribbit or not? So we saw, yes, that might be ribbit, right? If you're busy eating the olives that say, this is what Rabbi Yudah said. Rabbi says, Bizman sha mocher ochel peirot muta. If I'm, but the mocher over here is the borrower. If I carry on eating the fruits while the field's mortgaged to you, it's okay. Lokeach ochel peirot. So this time it comes, sorry. Lokeach ochel peirot, but if you start eating, it's asu. And Rabbi Yudah says, no. Rabbi Yudah says, no, it's also mutar. And that's what we're talking about, ribit from tzad echad. Now, why is it only ribit from tzad echad? Because it's only ribit if I don't pay you back the money. If I don't pay you back the money, then it means, look at Rashi over here. Rashi says here, it says, v'asase lemech, im ein ani noten lecha mikan, right, bizman shamocher peirot betoch hazman mutar, לוקח הפר עשו, שמה לא יבוא לידי מחה, שיחזיר לו מעותיו, ונמצא שבהלוואה היו אצלו, וזה אוכל פר בריבית. Other one, I said it, so I could only read the Rashi. Other end. So what does Rashi say? When's it ribit? It's only ribit if in the end I pay you back. If I pay you back, I get my field back. But you benefit from all the fruits in the meantime. And so that was ribit. If I don't pay you back, then my freya retroactively was a sale from the time I took the loan, correct? Clear? Let's understand clearly, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that's called ribit b'tzad echad. In other words, it's not necessarily going to be ribit. It's only ribit if I pay you back the loan. If I pay you back the loan, then it means that all the time that you were eating the fruits, you were getting interest on the loan. If I don't pay you back the loan, it's sold from now. So you're eating your own fruits. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, we've got a scenario like that where it's only ribit from one direction. In other words, there's no guarantee it's going to be ribit, but it might turn out to be ribit. That's mutar. So he says over here, the same thing, that's what Shmuel says. That's what Shmuel says, that the Tana of this bright over here who says, kulam yesh lo mutar, would be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda's got this angle that it might be okay if only from one direction there would be ribit. So now the Gemara says a bit of a kush on Rabbi Yehuda.
Sorry, but at the time he's eating the fruit, he doesn't know whether it's ribit or not.
Exactly. That's why Rabbi Yehuda allows it. Because not a guarantee there's going to be ribit. Rabbi Yehuda says only if it's for certain ribit. But if the guy doesn't pay you back, then it wasn't ribit. So Rabbi Yehuda hasn't got a problem with that. Rabbi Yehuda says ribit's only asur if it's guaranteed ribit. Right? If it's not guaranteed ribit, then there's not asur. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Maaseh bebaitus ben zunin." Now Rashi changes. I'm not sure if anybody's going to note there why. I didn't actually see anything here, but Rashi points out. Rashi says, "Baitus ben zunin." He puts in an extra yud. Our Gemara says, "Bebitus ben zunin." Anybody got a note on that? On why Rashi does that? By the way, why changes bebaitus? And as they say, "Shehasasa do mecher al pi Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria," that he sold his field in this place. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria was that gave him the heter. Velokeach ochel parodaya. And the buyer ate the fruits and understood from here that Rabbi Yehuda allowed it, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria allowed it. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's me. So Amru lo Chachamim, Chachamim said, what are you talking about? Misham Raya, you got it wrong, Rabbi Yehuda. Mocher ochel peru raya, but lo lokeach. He says, the other way around, it's not a good source at all. Now this in itself seems a bit strange. They're arguing about the facts of a story. And the Gemara
this whole thing is confusing to Rabbi Yehuda as well.
Exactly. Like Rabbi Yehuda himself wasn't 100% sure what was going on over here, right? So maybe the Gemara is bringing this as a bit of a chesed. That if we think this is difficult, don't worry. Even Rabbi Yehuda wasn't sure what was going on over here. Okay? So the Gemara says, my bein nayu. Right? What's the difference? In other words, what's the machloket here? So Rabbiya, the machloket here is, but I think between Rav and Rav Yanai, right? Tzadecha b'ribidika bein nayu. Right, if tzadecha beribit, look at Rashi. Ki hai gavna shema yavo lidei ribit, shema lo yavo. Tzadah pedia bali dei ribit, tzadah mecher, eno bali ribit. If it's pidyon, if he pays back the loan, it's ribit. If not, doesn't matter. And Rava says, no, ribit amanat lahachzir uke benayu. There's the machloket over here is between, maybe it's actually machloket between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Tanakam said, amochel ochel perot, lokech ochel per asur. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Afis ban shelokech uper mutar." So he had to be if it's tzad echad. Rabbi Yehuda says, "No problem," and that's how Abaye says. And Rav says, "No." The machlok Rav Yehuda is amanat lahachzir uke benayu. What do you mean? The Rabbi Yehuda gufei lo shari el amanat lahachzir sheim lo ye mecher yachzir lo peret she'achav afilu achi asar tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda says, "You know what? You can eat the fruits, but now if you repay the loan, then the buyer has to pay you deduct the amount of fruit that he got. Otherwise, it's interest." And Tanakama says, even if he deducts the amount of fruit that he got, it's still interest. Because while he was eating it because he had lent you money. Okay, so he would be Machmir, Rabbi Yehuda would be Meikil. Amarava. So Amarava, Rava Slakas. The hashtag, the Amar Rabbi Yanai. Remember, Rabbi Yanai said, Mali Heinu Mali Dmehin. Rabbi Yanai was one who said, what do I care if it is money or if it's goods? At the end of the day, the goods belong to him. He can get the goods back, get the money back as well. So that's not called ribit. So he says over here, Rava says, Hashtag Rabbi Yehuda, Mali Henu, Mali Dmehen. That's the case. Amiran, we say that. Mali d'mehen u'mali hein nami Amiran. So Rabbi Yana said it in the first direction. Mali hein. What's the difference if I get the goods or I get their money? Rabbi says, let's say, what's the difference if I get their money or I get their goods? So Rabbi seems to say, everything works. Therefore, poskin l'ashar shebashuk. So he says, then we should be able to establish a market price of what I'm entitled. Even if the guy hasn't got the goods. Up until now, we said according to Rabbi Chiya yesterday, that when can you set the market price? Only if the guy's got the produce in his storeroom. Allah looks like Rabbi, but come to Rabbi and say, I don't understand. Once we've got Rabbi Yannai now, who says, once you've set the price and the guy's owed goods, and he can get you the, either get the goods from you at the higher price or the money of the market price of the goods that he's got. So everything works. Then why do we need to say that only if you've got the stuff there? What is the difference? Once the guy owes you money or owes you goods, convert it into cash and take it and walk away. That's what Rabbi seems to say. So, I've got a problem with Rabbi. Ask him a kasha, right? From a brighter. It says, Kulam im yesh lo muta im ein lo asru. In fact, I think even our Mishnah, right? Did our Mishnah say that, or was that a brighter that we saw later? It was a brighter. We saw the date on the video. It wasn't a Mishnah, it was a brighter. So he says, the brighter said, Kulam im yesh lo, right? And if you've got it. So what do you mean, if you haven't got it? Shemuta im ein lo asru. That's Amar Leu. So Rabbi said to the brother, Hatam, Halva, Hachazvini. Now there, when the Mishnah said that we're talking about, or the bride said, Asur, it was a loan. You lent the money, but yeah, we did a master, we already bought it. So he says, so Rabbi Yosef, to Amet Arvayu, right? That's answer number one. He said, Hatam, Halva, Hachazvini. Now, Rabbi Yosef, to Amet Arvayu, my time, Amru Rabbanan, Poskin al Shah, Shibashuk, Vavbishaino. They said that you can set a price on the market price, even if the guy hasn't gotten his goods to Amalei. Because he says, at the end of the day, what's going on over here? So they seem to be supporting Rava. That Rava says that Rava and Rav Yosef both said that Rabbanan, as far as they're concerned, you can set a market price, even if the guy hasn't got goods in his. We saw yesterday because he could just go to the neighbor and buy it. But he gets different. He says, why the Amalei? Because at the end of the day, the guy says to you, Shekile tuvatayich v'shadya achizri. Take, you think you've been such a favor because I set the price with you and you never had it. And now you did me this great favor, but suddenly it's gone up by you not having it. He says, what's the difference? What do you care? He says, take your favors, shekile tuvatayich v'shadya achizri, and put on a thorn bush. That's the literal translation over here. If you look at the Rashi over here, it says from Shabbos, Netule tovatech umuteret ala kotzim. Right? Put it on thorns. It's on thorns. Tivutech yo tovatana'ah. You think you did me such a great favor. Kamo machzik tov. Okay, he says, you did me a big favor. That's what. Shekile tovatech. My ahaneti. How did you help me? Iabuli zuze biadi. If you had given me the money, abemazvine beine beshiri bezuri. I would have gone. Behinu beshiri. Actually, Hini and Shili are places near Pumpadita where they lived. I would have gone and bought them there. So I would have had them. The fact that they went up in your hands because you never had the money to give me back, you didn't have the goods to give me. But if you had given me the goods or you had given me the money, I would have bought them myself in the market. They would have gone up anyhow. So it's not, there's no real tovatana that they went up by you. They would have gone up by me. So why is that ribbit? Right? So Amalei Abai Rav Yosef. This was Rabbi and Rav Yosef. So Abai says Rav Yosef. Elimata, if that's the case, mutal yilvot se abeseya. That's like we said, the Mishnah said, it's asu to lend a guy wheat, a say of wheat, and paying back a say of wheat, because the say in the meantime might go up, and you end up paying him a higher value. So a buyer says, Rosary, what's it going to you? There shouldn't be a problem to lend a guy a say of wheat, and you pay back a say of wheat later on. Why? Because we shouldn't have mati amale. When I bring you back and repay you the say of wheat, why the Chavim says asur? Because I borrowed a say from you, and it was worth 20 dinar, and I'm giving it back to you, it's worth 25 dinar. Now, if I gave you back extra 25 dinar, I could just rightfully say to you, and you bring me back my say of wheat. Shekile tuvatech v'shadi achizri. You say, what, you did me a favor by giving back my say of wheat. Now it's gone up. What, if I'd kept the wheat myself, your master would have gone bad. Look at Rashi. The katchei v'achlevi, b'tmiya question. V'im henachti chitin sheli ba'otzari. If I'd kept and not lent it to you, kluma you geshamim yodina, you think rain would have fallen them, sheyu tzomchot ben tzmachin, because they would have been ruined. The some would have ruined them. What favor did you do me? I lent you a sire of wheat. This is what Abai said. It's a good kashya. Every one of us has thought the same thing, right? If I lent you a sale, will you pay me back a sale? Who cares what the price is? I gave you a sale, I got back a sale. Take what a buyer says. What, if I hadn't lent it to you, it would have gone off. That you helped me by me giving it to you, and the fact that I gave it to you, I was saved. And now I've got to do cheshbon with you that the price has gone up. So Amar es Abaye says to him, Rav Yosef says to him, Hatam Havach is vin. What I'm talking about is when there was a sale. You're talking about a loan. A loan is a different story altogether. I'm not even sure why. It's Amar Lay. Adabar Ava to Rava. Vaha Abaye le Meitav Shuzel le Sefira. So Adabar Ava says to Rava, because Rava is the one that introduced us to him. Rava was the one that's in the previous Amud. Hashta. The Amar Rabbi Yanai Mali Dmehen Mali Hein or Mali Hein Mali Dmehen. She says, not so simple, Rava. If I come to you and you're a general dealer, and I said you convert my wine into shemen, or convert my wheat into wine, my wine into shemen, etc. So there's no sales costs involved here. Straightforward conversion, one to the other. So I am saving. Why? Because if I wanted to go and buy the wine, he says, look at this, he says over here. He says, Adabar Avrabba, Vaha Bai Le Meitav Shuzel Le Safsira. Who's the Safsira? I mean, Safsira, we saw like a bit of a merchant, right? Look at Rashi, Vaha Bai Le Meitav Shuzel Le Safsira. Hechi Amrina and Mai Ahani Lipsok Al Shah Shebashuk. Vaisi, how can you say that he never got any benefit by just being able to establish a market price? He did get benefit. Why? The Bai Le Meitav Shuzel Le Safsira, he would have had to pay some sort of a commission or a marketing or a finder's fee to this trader. Rashi Sirsush Mavakesh Lamochitin Nimza Mistaker Zuze Bakhtamarabar. The fact that I gave you the money, I'm doing a straightforward change with you, I'm saving any other commissions or closing costs in another deal. It's very similar. The way I understand it is that if you go to the bank and you want to change foreign currency, right? So let's say the Shah Yatzig is, I don't know, 3 shekels 60 for a dollar. And you've got dollars. So you can either go to the bank and the market price is 360, but they're going to take a commission from you. You can go to your friend who's going to America next week and say, you know what, take my dollars at 360. Who would you prefer to do it with? Obviously with your friend. Why? Because you're saving the commission, correct? Exactly what he says to Rav. Yeah, Rav, how do you compare the two? If you had to go into the market and find these good oils, there'd be somebody you have to find a guy to run around and find, negotiate for him, etc. There'd be a middleman who'd pay, charge him. He's saving the middleman. So isn't it like if he's getting the ribbit, that's the ribbit? So Amalei, so I says to him, the Kayaev Lein Nami, you know what, you're right. He deducts that from the amount that he would have given him. Because there's no saving. That's Anto. Rav Ashi says, no. Zuzay de Inche Inu Abdelei Safsiruta. This is amazing. This Rav Ashi is unbelievable. Look what Rav Ashi says. Rav Ashi says, a person who's got cash. This is another way of saying cash is king. It's unbelievable. It's all in the Gemara. Look what the Gemara says. He says, the Kayaev, Rav Ashi says, Zuzay de Inche Inu Abdelei Safsiruta. When a guy's got money, people come and find him. Don't worry about him having to pay commissions. If a guy's got money, the sellers will find you and they'll slit you. You won't have to pay. You won't have to pay a middleman. Look at Rashi over here. Rashi Amar, Lo Tzarich Zuzeh. The very last narrow line. The Inish Avdelei Safsirut Chamarin. The donkey guys who are selling, Holchin Eitzel Balei Amaut. They go find the guys who've got the money. Leholich Lo Tua. And they take him the produce. You don't have to go and worry about it. They'll find him. So when a guy's sitting on cash, they'll find him. That's not called the saving. They would have got him out of him to make any money. We're running out of time here. Rabbi Yosef says two things. High mind, the Yav Zuzeh, Atar Harifa. A guy who gave money, put money down. Atar Harifa, yes. Harif normally would mean higher, but not Harif. Harifa, yeah, means actually at the lower rate, before the market price is established. Tarich Lit Chazuya Lebei Dare. He has to actually do it at the guy's warehouse. He has to go there to the store, right? Lamai, why? Ile mikna halokani. Ile kvula le mishef. So it says, why? I don't understand. Ile mikna halokani. He hasn't a masik. Can you just give me the money? Right? Rashi says, unless it's the mashikha. So what's going to be there for? Ile kibule ale mishef para. Maybe because that's what he wants the seller to be able to put out of the deal. And right? And therefore, if he backed out, he'd get the cursed mishef para. So he says, the Gemara is there. Kilo mitchazay nami mekame le mishef para. But God has a deal with you. Even if you haven't seen the goods, they're also going to be chai mishepar. So what you're going to go there for? Olam likbula le mishepar. The reason is called the mishepar. Uman de yav zuze atar charifa. Says normally when you're paying these cheap prices at the very beginning, lebay trade tati, you're giving it to two or three people. You're covering your costs. You're covering all your odds that maybe this guy might have the stock for you because you're getting a very good deal. You're giving two or three people money. Now what's going to happen? If the guy sees you, the seller, and he knows that you came and you're serious, so he's certain you're going to want to take the goods in the end and he's going to supply them. The e-law, and if not, right, then there wouldn't be Misha Parawai, because Amal will say to himself, Amina de Mishkachat Peri, the Shefira Midiri Veshakalt. Ah, he found better goods. That's why he never came to see me. So the little bit of money he gave me was a deposit on something, but in the end he found from a better place, so I don't have to supply it to him. I can sell somebody else. And he'd be off the hook of Misha Para. So Amar Rashi, Hashtar, Amar Bishu Mismach Data. Rashi, if you tell me the whole reason is because of some Chudata, that now the guy is put at peace, that really he's going to buy from him and he knows you've got to sell to him. There's a proper commitment of a deal. So then he doesn't have to come to his office, to his warehouse. Afilu Ashkecha B'Shuka. Even if the seller bumps into the buyer in the marketplace, V'amalei, and he tells him, listen, I'm coming to buy from you, Samche Date. So as long as there seems to be a connection between the buyer and the seller, and he knows this is a proper deal, then there would be a deal, Samche Date, and he'd be Chayav Mishapara if he didn't sell. That's end of Avi.